Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by quartermaster for the VFW Post 6414 in Riverside, Steve Miller. So first, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Post in Riverside? This is part one of a two-part interview.
VFW Post 6414, I'm the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and I've been a member there for 30-some years. We take it as an honor and a privilege to be part of military celebrations, particularly as honor guard and firing squad for funerals. We have a large production at Memorial Day where we visit a variety of local cemeteries and have a large group of people that always are available and with us at the town cemetery in Riverside. My service was in Vietnam. I was drafted in September of 1969 and went to Vietnam in February of 1970. Unlike other people, I remember spending my entire tour in Vietnam. I was in the Army for a total of 19 months, 2 days, 8 hours, and 32 minutes. And it was a experience that I would never want to do again, but it was worth a lifetime of knowledge and experience, and I made some of the best friends I've ever had in my life.
And then what are some of the ways that people can show their support for those who have served?
There are many, many ways. Lots of people volunteer at the VA hospital. Lots of people send packages to those in the service. Our auxiliary, the VFW auxiliary at Riverside, every year sends a carload, a boatload of packages to servicemen overseas with everything imaginable that they need. Just a package from home. My service was in Vietnam, and many of the people of my generation felt that we didn't come home to parades. And it's taken us and the American public, I think, years to come to grips with all of that. And more recently, we've had the Iraq conflict and the Gulf War, where America had been attacked. And we looked upon that as a genuinely necessary event to be in Afghanistan in particular. But our war was considered different, and it's taken us a while to adapt ourselves to that. Many of the people that I was in Vietnam with have been reluctant to join military organizations because, like the VFW or the American Legion, early on because they felt they didn't fit in, didn't feel like they were part of it. Our post has been different about that. Our post in particular in Riverside has always been accepting of anybody who was in the military. And it's a great support group. It's a group of people you can sit and who will listen and who will talk. And we have returning veterans now who come in and become members there. And they get that sense of camaraderie. One of the things that's untypical about our post at Riverside is on the back wall in the large hallway, the large hall room, we have a photograph of virtually all of our members when they were in the service. So we're looking at all of us when we were all the same age, whether it was World War II. We have some members who started who were in the First World War. Some of our members originally had been in the Mexican border incident chasing Pancho Villa. So anyway, we can all look at that and see us at 20, 21, 19, all that, every one of us the same age, every one of us in the service at those times. And it brings a sense of being a part of the organization when you look at that. You can see people and look at them as when they were your age, when you were in the service. One of our members was drafted with my uncle. His name was Ivo Berg, and Ivo and my uncle were captured in North Africa in 1942. And my uncle spent the rest of the war in prisoner of war camps in Sicily, Italy, and then Germany. Ivo escaped and listening to him tell the story of how he escaped and was able to get away in the desert in Africa in 1942 was just one of the most inspiring tales I ever heard. And yet he was just another guy, just a normal person who worked in a factory all of his life and was just a wonderful individual.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On. For today's news and local information, KCII. Today we're joined by Steve Miller, quartermaster for the VFW Post 6414 in Riverside. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.